Monte Carlo prediction in the previous lesson waited until the end of an episode to compute a return, then nudged V toward it. Temporal difference learning makes one small but profound change. Update after every single step using a one-step bootstrapped target instead of a full return. The change is small in the formula and huge in consequences. TD has lower variance than MC, works on continuing tasks where MC cannot, and learns online as data arrives. It pays for those advantages with a little bias. The bootstrap target uses the current V, which is itself still being learned. But in practice, the trade favors TD overwhelmingly. TD is the foundation of Q learning, next lesson, of SARSA, and of the value network half of nearly every modern deep RL algorithm. This lesson is short on motivation and long on the update itself, plus a hand-traced run that makes the bootstrap mechanism feel inevitable. The TD0 update. Recall the Monte Carlo update with step size alpha, where the return at time T is the full return from T to the end of the episode. TD0 replaces the return at time T with a one-step bootstrapped target. Two things to notice. The target immediate reward plus discounted next state value is the Bellman expectation equation estimated from a single sampled transition. One observed reward plus the current estimate of the value at the next state. There is no waiting for the episode to end. The TD error, written delta T, is the difference between target and current estimate. It measures how much the new evidence, one transition, disagrees with the current V at the state at time T. The update nudges V, the state at time T, by alpha times delta T in the direction the evidence points. That single update happens at every step, online, while the agent acts. Compare directly with MC. MC waits the whole episode, computes the full return, then takes one big step in the direction of what actually happened. TD takes a small step at every transition in the direction of what we just saw plus what we currently believe comes next. TD is bootstrapping. It uses an estimate, V the next state, to update another estimate, V the state at time T. That is the technical word for it, and it is the one feature that drives everything else about TD. Worked example, TD0 on a deterministic chain. The cleanest way to see the bootstrap in action is a deterministic chain, where MC and TD agree in expectation, but TD's per-step updates are visibly distinct. Three states A, B, C, terminal, one action everywhere, deterministic transitions A, B, or C, reward one on each step, gamma equals one, episodic, step size alpha equals 2.5, initialize VA, is VB, is VC, e, true values. The value function under policy P is 2 at A, 2 reward 1 steps to terminal, 1 at B, U at C. The aim is to see TD converge toward 2, 1.0, episode 1 after episode 1, V, WAF 0.5.0, episode 2. Same trajectory, new updates use the just updated V. After episode 2, VX 1.0.75. Zero. Episode 3. After episode 3, VEU 1.375, 1.875, huh? Episode 4. After episode 4, VE 1625.9375, huh? Creeping toward the value function under policy P2.1.0. A few things to notice in the pattern. V propagates backward. B learns first. Its target uses VC, XO, which is correct because C is terminal. A then discovers that B has non-zero value via the bootstrap and starts updating accordingly. The information about the terminal reward flows backward one state per episode, which is exactly the cost of bootstrapping from V, the next state. Monotone convergence here. VA and VB are strictly increasing across episodes. Each step's delta is positive because the current estimate is below the truth. Step sizes shrink as estimates close in. With smaller alpha, the convergence would be slower but smoother. With larger alpha, it could overshoot. Episode by episode bias. VA, At episode 2 is 1.0, well below the value function under policy pi at A, which is 2. That is the bootstrap bias. A's target uses an underestimate of B's value, so A's update undershoots. The bias decays as V approaches the value function under policy pi, but at any finite iteration, TD is biased away from the truth in a predictable direction. If the chain were stochastic, the reward random, or the next state random, the TD's per-step variance would be far smaller than MC's variance over a long episode. On the deterministic chain, MC would actually converge in one episode. Every return is exactly 2 and 1, but the deterministic version makes the mechanism of TD's bootstrap visible without distraction. The variance advantage is the conceptual point you transfer to stochastic environments. The bias-variance trade, made explicit. Side by side with MC, T trades on the same axis from the previous lesson. Both converge to the value function under policy pi, under standard conditions on alpha. TD is biased at any finite step, but the bias is bounded and shrinks as V improves. The variance reduction is usually a much bigger deal than the bias cost. Where on the spectrum? TD0 is the biased, low-variance extreme, the one-step end. MC is the unbiased, a high-variance extreme, the full episode end. N-step returns, one to several steps of observed reward followed by a bootstrap, and TD, lambda, a geometric mix of all N-step targets, live in between and are the modern way to pick a point on the trade-off. Why this matters when you use AI. TD is the foundation of nearly all model-free RL deployed in practice. SARSA and Q-learning, next lesson, are TD applied to action values Q. SARSA uses the agent's actual next action in the target, on policy. Q-learning uses the max over actions, off policy. Both replace the V bootstrap here with a Q bootstrap, but the mechanics are identical. Deep RL, DQQN, trains a neural network to minimize the squared TD error against a Bellman optimality target. Actor-critic methods use TD-style updates to train a critic, a value network that guides a policy network. Without TD, modern deep RL would look very different. Online learning fits the streaming setting. Recommendation engines, autonomous driving simulators, and real robots all produce a stream of S-A-R-S-E tuples. TD updates them as they arrive. MC's wait for the episode to end model does not fit those settings, but TD does naturally. One caution worth naming early. When TD's table is replaced by a function approximator, deep RL, and the algorithm is off policy, like Q learning, and you use bootstrapping, TD, the combination is known as the deadly triad and can diverge. DQN's experience replay and target networks are precisely the engineering fixes that tame the triad in practice. Without them, naive deep Q learning is unstable. Lesson 9 will revisit this. Common pitfalls. Confusing the TD target with the MC return. The MC update uses the full episode return G as its signal. The TD update uses a one-step bootstrap. The next reward plus discounted next state value, not a return. Believing bootstrap means no real data. TD uses a real next reward from the environment. Only the future value part of the target is bootstrapped from current V. The reward is genuine evidence. Choosing alpha too large. Big alpha makes per-step updates jump and can oscillate or diverge, especially under stochastic transitions. Smaller alpha is slower but more stable. Decaying alpha to zero is the textbook recipe for guaranteed convergence in tabular settings, reading TD's bias as wrong. Bias here is a finite iteration phenomenon. With proper step sizes, TD converges to the value function under policy P asymptotically. The bias is usually traded happily for variance reduction, ignoring the deadly triad with function approximation. Bootstrap plus off policy plus function approximation can diverge. Real systems combat this with replay buffers, target networks, and other tricks. D-E-N. Naive deep TD without those tricks is fragile. What you should remember, TD0 updates V at every step using a one-step bootstrap target. Nudge V at the current state toward the next reward plus the discounted next state value at step size alpha. The bracketed quantity is the TD error, delta T. The full formula is in the body above. The target is the Bellman expectation equation estimated from a single sampled transition, one reward plus the current V at the next state. No waiting for episode end, no model required. TD is biased, but low variance relative to MC works on continuing tasks and learns online as transitions arrive. On the deterministic ABC chain at alpha equals 0.5, gamma equals 1. VA climbs 0, 0.5, 1.0, 1.375, 1.625 across 4 episodes. VB climbs 0, 0.5, 0.75, 0.875, 0.9375. Both creep toward the value function under policy PAET 2.1.co. Value propagates backward from the terminal state, one bootstrap at a time. TD is the foundation of Q learning. Next lesson, SARSA, DQN, and actor critic. The combination of TD bootstrap plus off-policy plus function approximation is the deadly triad, fixed in practice with replay buffers and target networks. Lesson 9.